If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby.
Turn back time. 50 years ago, the Soviet Union had two probes on the way to the planet Venus. The first, Venera 9, was launched on 1975, June the 8th. And the second, Venera 10, on June the 14th. They both consisted of an orbiter and a lander. The Venera 9 orbiter and lander separated on approach to Venus on 1975, October the 20th. The lander plunged into the atmosphere on 1975, October the 22nd, and took 20 minutes to descend through the dense Venusian atmosphere. During its 53-minute lifetime, the lander took images of a 20-degree slope covered with boulders, as well as temperature and light levels. Meanwhile, the Venera 9 orbiter went into orbit on 1975, October the 20th, and continued to survey Venus until 1976, March the 22nd. Following on behind Venera 9 was an almost identical Venera 10. The lander separated from the orbiter on 1975, October the 23rd, and landed on the planet 2 days later. It took pictures of the surface and made other measurements. The Venera 10 orbiter braked into orbit on 1975, October the 23rd, and continued to transmit data until 1976, June. A year later, the Russians released the scientific results of the two missions, which prompted this discussion on the BBC, as repeated by the NZBC.
Venus is perhaps even more remarkable on account of the high temperature and almost total cloud cover there. Now, after nearly a year's silence, the Russians have just published the results from experiments on board the Venera 9 and 10 spacecraft. Science journalist Angela Krum has been studying the papers, and Alan Smalls asked her first what the Russians set out to discover.
They were looking at all sorts of things. They were obviously looking at the temperature and pressure, since there'd been some uncertainty as to how hot it was. It was obviously very hot. And they've come up with the figure of about 500 degrees centigrade now, which is a little less hot than the estimates for the previous surface landings. Pressure is, I think, in about 90 atmospheres, which is obviously 90 times the pressure of the Earth's atmosphere.
That does tend to suggest that the atmosphere must be pretty dense too. Well, what is the atmosphere like? Have they looked at
that? Well, their system of landing the probes was they had, in each case, an orbiting vehicle, which remained in orbit while the bug, as it were, went down to the surface. And it dropped on a parachute, which meant that it took quite some time going through the atmosphere, and observed it as it went down. There's a thickish cloud there. Then I gather that there's a gap without clouds down to the surface. There clearly was a great deal of sulfuric acid at the top of the atmosphere, which is a rather surprise.
What sort of effect has this acid had on the surface of Venus? Have they looked at the surface?
They had a television camera on both of these bugs on the surface. And they landed in slightly contrasted regions. One was on a slope, thought to have been something like the crater of a volcano, perhaps. All around were kind of table-shaped rocks, fairly large, but all rather alike each other, suggesting, apparently, that they might have been ejected from some sort of explosion, as with a volcano. The other, Venera 10, was on a sort of plain, I gather. It seemed quite flat, with pretty fine grain, but also some rocks sticking through the soil, which were pretty heavily eroded, which is a puzzle, because there's no indication that there's any wind on the surface, and there certainly is no water. Obviously, sulfuric acid is extremely corrosive. That the weathering of the rocks may be due to some kind of chemical action, and possibly also, because of the high temperature, that there are components in the rocks which actually melt from the high temperature. So there's a sort of gradual deformation, a sort of creep, as it were.
I also believe the probe has been looking at quantities of radioactive elements on the surface. What have they found here?
Well, they found traces of uranium, thorium, which suggests apparently that there has been fairly recent interior heat in the planet, which of course is very intriguing. Does it have a liquid metal core, as the Earth is supposed to have, in which case it ought to have a pretty hefty magnetic field as well.
So perhaps to conclude, with extremely high temperatures and pressures, sulfurous atmosphere, and it's a pretty inhospitable place.
Well, I think people have given up expecting to find any life on the Venus surface quite a long time ago. One lively character suggested that it might have life in the atmosphere, where it wasn't quite so hot, and that you might have some kind of form of bug hanging on little parachutes, because it's got a nice dense atmosphere and they could perhaps survive floating about almost permanently. But I think that perhaps is more science fiction.
Angela Croom, and the thought of parachuting bugs floating around in sulfuric acid soup is almost improbable enough to be true.
And recently the idea that things might be floating in atmosphere, living things, has come back to haunt us with the disputed discovery of phosphine in the atmosphere. Well, in 2022, Floridian musician Jesse James Allen teamed up with Anshelka Arbatskaya to remember Venera 9. Let's take a listen.
The United States might have landed on the moon, but did you know the Soviet Union landed on Venus? There were several missions to Venus starting back in the 1960s. We succeeded five times with a Lavochkin-designed spacecraft known as Venera. Venus was thought to be a sister world of Earth. We discovered much to the contrary. The surface temperature was around 485 degrees Celsius with a surface pressure 90 times that of Earth. Needless to say, most early probes to Venus were crushed by its atmosphere. On Venus, it rains sulfuric acid, and the surface looks like a desolate volcanic field with a thick yellow haze filling the sky. In October of 1975, our titanium-clad Venera 9 fell from the stars. Its parachute broke free 50 kilometers from the surface, leaving a disc-shaped aerobrake to slow the craft down. Peering through a heat-resistant quartz window, our camera saw the surface of this alien world for the first time.